Shkalim Perkei Mishnah Vav 5-6. Shtei Lishachos Hayab Mikdash. There were two chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. Singular Lishka, plural Lishachot, kind of like Baracha, Barachot. So there were two chambers in the Beis HaMikdash to keep valuables aside from the chamber used to keep the Machzor Shekels, etc. And that is Achas Lishkas Chasha'im. One is the chamber of secrets. Let's translate that as. We can get royalties off J.K. Rowling. V'achas lishkas hakelim, and the second one is the chamber of the utensils. How did that work? Says the Mishnah. Lishkas chasha'im, the chamber of secrets, yirei chet, people who were God-fearing, fearful of sin. The Rambam translates this as tzaddikim, generically, in the Yad. Nosnin lesocha b'chasha'i, they would contribute to this lishka in secret. V'aniyim b'nei tovim, and the poor from, I'll translate this as good families, misparnasim mitocha b'chashai, that would help themselves this money to make ends meet, all in secret. The idea being that while this generally funds to provide tzedakah for people, certain families who were sort of expected not to need tzedakah, it would have been especially humiliating for them to have to live off charitable funds, and therefore this was an optional collection that was done just for those special children of those special families who could go and sort of help themselves to extra money if they needed it inside this Lishka Chashayim, the secret chamber of secret funds that were contributed in secret. There's no safeguard here as far as I can tell or know. It's, you know, an honesty policy and just was there for those people who needed to take money in secret. This is referred to more conventionally as Matan Beseser, secret giving. And the Rambam says such a facility was made available throughout cities and for people who needed it. And the Rambam lists explicitly in the Yad when he talks about the in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, in the 10th parak there when he talks about his famous 8 levels of tzedakah. So the highest level is providing someone a way to make his own parnasa, but the one step down from that, the 7th level, is when both the contributor and the recipient don't know each other's identity. That's called a pure mitzvah l'shem shemayim, because there's no extra benefit the giver gets because no one knows to thank him, etc. And the Rambam gives as the example this lishkat chashayim. Okay, the second chamber was the lishkas hakelim, the utensil chamber. Kol mishu misnadev kli, anybody who would volunteer to give a utensil to the Beis HaMikdash is hektish. This is bedek abayis. So a person says, you know, I want to give my pen to the Beis HaMikdash as an expression of my gratitude to Hashem for whatever reason. Zorko lesocha, when he would go to the Beis HaMikdash, he would throw his pen into the chamber. I assume what's going on here, this is just me speculating, but I assume what's going on here is the chamber was locked, but there was like a hole that you could throw stuff into. We need to have it that way so no one can help themselves and take stuff out of the chamber. So that's therefore you're throwing the pen in. V'achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days, gizbarn poschenosa. Once every 30 days, the temple treasurers would open up this chamber of utensils. V'chol kli shematzo vo tzorech lebedek abayis. Any utensils they found inside there which would be of direct use for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is guest book, where you welcome guests, needs a new pen. So someone donated a pen. Fantastic, now we have a pen. So then, manichanoso, they would just use the pen as is. Vashar, if we didn't need any more pens, or whatever else was inside the Beis HaMikdash's collection of kalim there in the Lishkasa kalim, nimkarin b'demehen, they would be sold, monetized for their fair market value. Venofen lishkash bedek abayis, the money that the Beis HaMikdash received in exchange for the object they were selling. So they sold this pen. The price of the pen was 10 shekels, so when the purchaser buys this 10 shekel pen, the kedusha goes off the pen onto the 10 shekels, and those 10 shekels go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they put it in storage in Lishkas Bedek Abayis, another chamber, not one of these two, but another chamber, where they kept the funds that were for the general upkeep and operations of the Beis HaMikdash.